This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Mechi Highway remains blocked for over a week following massive landslide in Ilam. Efforts underway to clear debris. Insurance claims of 23.22 billion rupees filed after GNG protests. 1.58 billion rupees paid out so far. Nepal taking on UAE today in opening Super 6 match of ICC T20 World Cup qualifiers. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to join US President Trump for Gaza ceasefire signing in Egypt. Now the news in detail. The Mechi Highway blocked by a massive landslide at Rajdwali in Ilam Municipality 9 since the 4th of October remains closed. Chief District Officer of Ilam, Sunita Nepal, stated that traffic would remain halted until the road was made safe. She added that while the obstruction at Milgolai has been cleared, the Rajdwali section is still blocked, affecting travel between Japa, Ilam, Pastor and Taplejung. Chief District Officer Nepal has urged the public to avoid travelling through the affected route until further notice from the administration, saying efforts are underway to open alternative routes. The road division Ilam, Chief Pawan Batrai said the landslide was extensive and that the team was working day and night to clear it, but the entire hillside had collapsed. Passengers are walking about 1.5 kilometers across the blocked area with security personnel assisting the elderly and sick. Alternative routes have also been damaged by landslides. The Mechi Corridor Road and the Jogmai Khola Bailey Bridge have been washed away, cutting off 5 of Ilam's 10 local levels from the district headquarters. According to the District Administration Office Ilam, 39 people died, 26 were injured, and 1 remains missing in recent floods and landslides. Insurance claims worth 23.22 billion rupees have been filed for damages to physical structures caused during recent GNG demonstrations. According to the Nepal Insurance Authority, non-life insurance companies have so far paid 1.58 billion rupees to the insured. A total of 3,099 claims have been received for insurance claims so far. Currently, 18 non-life insurance companies operate in Nepal, including 10 micro-insurance companies. While private properties damaged in the protests are insured, government and public properties are not. President Ramzan Rapodil has been discharged from Trivian University Teaching Hospital after recovering his health. According to the Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center, the president's health condition has returned to normal. The president had been admitted to the hospital yesterday. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Gissing, has inspected flood-affected areas in Jaffa this morning. Minister Gissing visited roads, bridges and settlements in Urjuntara Municipality and Jaffa Rural Municipality that were damaged by floods from the Konkai and Bering rivers. According to Jaffa's Assistant Chief District Officer, Tej Prakash Persai, the minister observed the bridge under construction over the Konkai Mai River as well as the Sanomai Bridge, which was submerged during the recent heavy rains. Nepal is taking on the United Arab Emirates UAE today in their opening Super 6 match of the ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifiers. Nepal entered the Super 6 stage as the winner of Group B and would meet Group A leader UAE in their final group game on Friday. Nepal defeated Japan by 5 wickets following a 58-run win over Kuwait in the opener. The match between Nepal and UAE is set to begin at 4:15 p.m. Nepali Standard Time today. During this stage, Nepal will also play against Qatar on Monday, Oman on Wednesday, and Samoa on Friday. Among the six teams in the Super Six round, Nepal, UAE, Oman, Japan, Qatar, and Samoa, the top three will qualify for the 2026 ICC T20 World Cup, which will be jointly hosted by India and Sri Lanka. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2pm English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will join US President Donald Trump at an international peace summit in Egypt on Monday, where the Gaza ceasefire plan is said to be signed. According to the BBC, the summit, to be held in Sharm el-Sheikh, will bring together around 20 world leaders to discuss peace and stability in the Middle East, according to the Egyptian presidency. In Gaza, aid agencies are scaling off relief operations, with lorries seen entering through the Rafah crossing this morning. Under the ceasefire terms, Hamas had until 12 p.m. local time on Monday to release all Israeli hostages. In return, Israel is expected to release 1,700 detainees from Gaza and about 250 Palestinian prisoners. Meanwhile, reports suggest Hamas has begun recalling its fighters to reassert control over Gaza, raising fears of internal clashes within the territory. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged US President Donald Trump to help broker peace in Ukraine, similar to his efforts in the Middle East. According to Al Jazeera, leader Zelensky in a phone call on Saturday said that if the US President could help end one war, others can be stopped as well. The call took place a day after Russia launched a large-scale attack on Ukraine's energy grid, cutting power to parts of Kiev and nine other regions. Electricity has since been restored. According to Kiev, diplomatic efforts to end Russia's invasion have slowed in recent weeks, partly because international focus has shifted towards mediating a ceasefire in Israel's war on Gaza. President Trump, who announced the first phase of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas on Wednesday, had met Russian President Vladimir Putin in August, but failed to make progress on a ceasefire in Ukraine. The Taliban government has confirmed that its forces attacked Pakistani troops at several mountainous locations along the northern border. According to the BBC, it described the assault as retaliatory operations, claiming Pakistan had violated Afghan airspace and bombed a market inside Afghanistan on Thursday. Pakistan's interim minister, Mohsin Khokhri, called the Afghan attacks unprovoked, alleging that civilians were targeted, and warned that Pakistan would respond with a stone for every brick. Islamabad has long accused Kabul of sheltering militants who launched attacks inside Pakistan, a charge the Taliban government has denied. Both sides are reported to have exchanged small arms and artillery fire in the Kunar-Kuram border region. The BBC cited a Pakistani military spokesperson as saying the army would take all necessary measures to protect Pakistani lives and property. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi and Gundagi provinces, and largely fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain at one or two places in the hilly areas of the Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mechi Highway remains blocked for over a week following a massive landslide in Ilam. Efforts underway to clear debris. Insurance claims of 23.22 billion rupees filed after Genji protests. 1.58 billion rupees paid out so far. Nepal taking on UAE today in their opening Super 6 match of ICC T20 World Cup qualifiers. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to join US President Trump for Gaza ceasefire signing in Egypt. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.